Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota, Bradenton, and more straight from Long Island MacArthur Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice, in partnership with Visit Bradenton.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh no, we're down. Oh no. Oh no. Now we're down seven. Oh no! Well, that's basically how it went yesterday for the Miami Heat. Just couldn't stay in front of anybody on the Bulls. And perhaps I erred in poking the Vucevic bear. Whew. I was looking real smart at halftime. He was like 0 for 6.
Yeah.
Then he wasn't.
Yeah. Oh, Vooch.
Why does he do this to us? Why?
How does he do this?
How does he do this to us?
A minimum of a double-double every time.
Every time he takes on the Heat.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Kicks their ass.
He mysteriously starts shooting like Steph Curry.
I'm just like, I was like, I was mocking him. I was like, Vooch. More like Pooch.
Why?
Look at him.
Why you do that?
I'm just
Why
mocking him in my living room.
Yeah.
I said, look at this third little pig. Brick, 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 brick. And then all of a sudden we get to the second half and oh no, don't hit that three. No.
Poke the bear.
I did poke the bear. But you want to know something? It's really not my fault.
Well.
It's really not my fault. It's really? Not my fault. You want to know why?
Why?
It's Eric Spoelstra's fault. It's Eric Spoelstra's fault. Because I need him to answer for his crimes. Leroy, I got to know something. And you tell me, all right? Because you can say, sometimes you say I'm irrational on things, all right? So I'm going to try and be measured here. I'm going to try and be measured. But why? Why? After the year this guy has had, does he insist on continuing to try and make Terry Rozier a thing? I'm trying to be reasonable, and I'm trying to be measured, but I'm sitting here, and Duncan Robinson, okay, our all-time franchise leader in three-pointers, okay? Sure. He got 2 for 2 yesterday. A classic dunks to start the game. He also started off the game cooking because he had like 8 points in 2 minutes.
Yep.
But in a game where nobody was defending, nobody, everybody on that roster got cooked yesterday. 133 to the Bulls. Why is Duncan Robinson thrown in Spo jail and Terry Rozier's allowed to do what he wants? I just want to know. I want to know. What the hell? Is Duncan Robinson the king of sass? Why is he always the first one punished by Eric Spoelstra?
When nobody's playing defense.
I don't understand it. I don't understand it, and I don't understand it. Because I'm watching Terry go out there. He does and one tape to take any time he takes a three. He's Butterfingers McGee when he's going for the layups. And he's not a good defender. He's a tough rebounder for his size. I'll give him that. But yesterday, Leroy, 2-for-12 from Scary Terry. And Spo's like, giving Duncan Robinson token minutes. He goes, Duncan, sit your ass down. Like, when does Duncan Robinson demand a trade? You ever think about that? When does Duncan Robinson demand a trade?
Yeah.
What is this? What is this? I don't understand it.
It's got to bother him. It absolutely has
to. It has to bother him. And you want to know something about Duncan Robinson?
Yeah.
It should bother him. It should bother him. I'm sitting here, and I have been with you for 7 years, Eric Spoelstra. 7 years. And this is how you treat me? You disrespect me with this? I want to know. I don't get it. A man who is being investigated for point shaving is out there. He's 2-for-12. And Spo's like, he needs to lead us in fourth quarter minutes. But why? Why?
Why?
Why? Spo, why?
Lost his touch?
This is crazy. I mean, this is crazy. Are you saying, what do you mean lost his touch?
I mean, look, I don't want to be that guy. I'm not trading him to Portland, but he's had a long career.
Okay, you don't have to mention it like that.
Just mentioning. How long has he been?
See, basically, here's how he started that conversation. I have some things to say, but keep in mind, none of what I'm going to say is worse than Tobin trying to send the coach to Portland. Mm-hmm. Okay, back to the show.
Correct.
That's basically how he led.
Correct.
In my scenario, we would have had
Damian
Lillard.
You need to break it down. That's why it was mentioned.
Look, I agree that Eric Spoelstra is a Hall of Fame coach.
Okay.
Right now, the argument can be made he is the best coach in the NBA. But he is not having the best season by far. We remember him losing the Detroit game because of the timeouts.
Oh, my God.
That already is an egregious act by a coach.
It is.
Can't do that.
Can't do it.
How long were we on Chris Webber for? You know,
still.
Come on.
I mean, you saw Jalen Rose courtside. You could see the flashbacks he was having.
Absolutely.
Which is one of the funny parts of that story.
Very hilarious.
I mean, awful they lost that game. But Jalen Rose being courtside for that.
PTSD. Not again. Well, that's one. Already, that's a strike. You can't have the best coaching season with that on your resume. Took forever to get tall time going.
Dude.
41?
How many games did he run Kevin Love out there before he goes, man, this guy's kind of old?
Come on. Now, Jimmy Butler, that divorce would have happened either way. But one of the things that was mentioned, didn't like the way he was being utilized. Who's the puppet master? Your boy Spo.
I don't believe. Here, let me say this. Okay. That's an easy go-to move for Jimmy and Jimmy's camp.
Yes.
Because they want that stink to get off how they have handled this situation.
For sure. It would have happened either way.
So
He's just making the case.
Just adding. Okay. You know, you got to build
the evidence. What is this case of?
The case of, is Spo washed?
What?
Is Spo washed?
That's very strong.
I'm not.
Washed?
I'm simply asking a question. Just asking a question. Just throwing it out there.
You didn't hear the finish at the end? Spo washed? Is
washed? Look, he's 20 years in the game.
This is kind of like Maury Povich. I watched a lot of Maury Povich in the Vegas hotel, and it's just like, are you the father? It's like, you don't know. We have to have the test. We have to have the washed paternity test if we know.
One of my favorite texts from your trip to Vegas was Maury Povich still got his fastball.
Dude, still got his fastball though. I'm sitting here and I'm like, what? Because you don't want to know something? I feel like, and I don't remember this, but I feel like when I was sick, right?
Yeah.
And I would watch Maury Povich, I feel like it was like, at max, two cases a show.
Yep.
But maybe because in today's day and age, we're very attention deprived, or they're trying to make it for TikTok length. I don't know.
Yep.
Dude, Maury knocked out, like, I'm telling you, no lie, 8 paternity tests in one show. I mean, he was boom, 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 boom.
That's crazy.
And I got to tell you, not the father's 162.
Whoa!
There's a lot of not the fathers.
Rightfully.
I don't know what's a better... I really don't know what I love more.
Vegas, so you felt you needed a money line on...
But he's like... But it's when they... When the ladies find out that he's not the father and they do... They all do the classic.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Move. They run off backstage.
No! That's why. Because it's like, you are the father. It's like, oh, okay. Well,
step
I told
up.
You. You,
yeah, I told you. I told you.
Yep.
You can't deny that kid.
That's right. That's right. Always got to point to the screen. You got the same eyes. The same. But if the run, though. Everyone's there for the run.
The one, there was one, though. She was with, she had two there, right? So she had the boyfriend, the best friend, she was now with, and was raising what she thought was the boyfriend's baby. The best friend was raising that baby because he was the best friend of the guy.
Okay.
It was neither's.
None of theirs.
It was neither's.
Whoa, so she ran. Like,
no!
She ran.
And he brought
over here. She over here ruined the relationship,
dude. It was. I was like, whoa. And she and he's like, I was gonna propose to you.
Oh no!
Throws the ring at her feet and leaves.
That's crazy.
Gotta go get that ring.
Oh, we have a trade.
Oh, whoa! Let's see, Jimmy. Where's Jimmy going? Tell me where Jimmy's going, baby. Where's Jimmy?
Breaking
going?
News!
Breaking news!
The Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, we got Dame. Huh?
Are trading.
Uh-huh.
Chris Middleton.
Chris Middleton.
Yeah.
For Kyle Kuzma.
Okay.
I saw that coming. He's been terrible this year.
Jeez.
And he's hurt.
Oh, no!
All right. Seems like everyone's making moves. I would have taken Middleton. Jimmy Butler for Middleton. Would you do that?
He's banged up.
He may be washed.
He may be washed.
He may be washed.
Damn it.
Okay, so do you have, so just so we're clear, your case of wash. Correct. I should give us our headlines liner here real quick.
For sure.
Which is, our headlines brought to you, our headlines, which is a case of washed on Eric Spoelstra.
Correct.
Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose for over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the T1, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. So we're, to recap.
Correct.
You are saying you feel Eric Spoelstra maybe washed.
Maybe washed. There's a potential.
Potential of washness.
Yes.
Okay, your case is... Blew the game in Detroit, no timeouts.
Absolutely.
You say tall time took too long.
Correct. Correct.
May have upset Jimmy Butler with his role.
Yep. 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 Yep.
All right. What else is on your case?
Hindered Bam's growth.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which kind of plays into two. So it's like it's almost like a co-effect.
Correct. Correct. Mm. This all, you know, it's all together. It all comes together. It all comes together. And I do want to say him trusting Terry Rozier with his life, that has to be on the list. That has to be on the list.
I don't understand.
That's crazy to me.
It does.
Do you think Haywood...
I mean, is it that he feels the need another ball handler?
I really have no clue. Because it's because historically
that was the original...
Dude,
and shoot
put
three good. And
put Pella Larson out there to handle the ball or something. Somebody else,
absolutely not. You know how he feels about Pella.
Somebody
they get
else.
Like one swing and one miss.
Pella Larson's gonna. The thing that annoyed me yesterday, though. Here's the thing that truly annoyed me about the Terry Rozier thing, right?
Yeah.
You finally got a great game from Jaime, right? Jaime played like a dog yesterday, dude.
Yeah.
Relentless. He was getting after it. He was going after rebounds. He was diving on the floor. Like, he actually played that game with some effort, you know, with some fire under his ass. And I'm sitting here, and I'm like, please put him back in the game for Terry Rozier. And he finally did it. And then Kobe White blew past Tommy Hawkins like it was nothing. But the point of it was, like, why is he sitting there? And he's like, nah, this is going to be the one where Terry gets it. I'm like, all right.
I just don't understand. I just it gives me remnants of the Drew Smith. Like, do you have information on this guy? Why does he do this? I don't get it.
Art Robbie the Degenerate says, "What about getting run out of the gym by Utah and Sportland at home?"
I was gonna say the blown leads and bad losses.
Oh, I saw. Here's a stat. You want a stat?
Yeah, I want a stat.
You want a stat, Leroy? You want a stat?
Come on, Leroy.
All right, this is from the great Anthony Chang.
I like stats. You know why?
Why is that?
Factual. They're not, you know.
Anthony Chang, tonight marked the Heat's seventh loss this season after holding a double-digit second-half lead.
Second half. Not even getting off to a hot start, which we never do.
No, I'm not even counting like the Milwaukee game where you were up 20-5.
Jeez.
He's saying losses where you've had, or like the Orlando game where you were up 26. Even that one, though, I think, was probably in the double digits.
Bad losses, dude.
Seven losses this year. Double-digit leads. Blow them. Crazy.
That's
crazy.
That's science.
Are you playing prevent defense?
He's preventing me from having joy is what he's doing. And you want to know something? I don't feel bad about going at Eric Spoelstra, okay?
Ooh.
We've thrown enough rose petals at his feet and kissed his ass.
That's right.
And given him all the praise and defended him and all this stuff. The guy's gotten his flowers. He's a big boy. He deserves criticism, okay? He deserves it. I understand he's had to deal with some bad circumstances, but I don't know what levers he's pulled in that too, because he has a lot of influence on the organization. It's not like Spo wakes up one day and he's like, oh yeah, Terry Rozier's here? What? Surprise. No. Yeah,
for sure.
How do I know that he didn't want Terry Rozier?
Huh?
How do I know that?
Seems like he did.
And maybe he's like, we're going to make this work.
Yeah.
You know? It's like Chris Greer forcing Eichenberg down our throats for 4 years.
Yeah.
Ooh.
How long has he been coaching, Spo? What, 20 years?
The head coach? His first season was, what, 07, 08?
Yeah. So almost 20 years.
Or 08, 09? Yeah, 08, 09.
So if you think about it, it's a pretty good career.
It's a great career.
I wouldn't mind him potentially moving on up.
Whoa.
Yeah, Chris Quinn. Need the young blood.
So you're saying like when Riley steps aside, you make Spo
the Godfather.
How do you do the Godfather?
Dude.
It gets worse every time.
I thought that one was good.
It gets worse every time. So you want to have Spo.
Oh, I didn't say that I want.
Oh, okay. You know,
I'm just asking. Potentially, people are saying, potentially we can have Chris Quinn take Eric Spoelstra's spot.
Hey, you think that'll work?
There's no way Chris Quinn's benching Duncan Robinson like this.
No way. He's kind of tapped in with the team. Didn't he coach in Sioux Falls for a little bit or something?
Yeah.
Look at that.
I mean, he's the number one. Like, once if Eric Spoelstra had to step away for something, like Chris Quinn's the head coach.
Look, everybody gets kind of, like, bumped. You know, we have Spoelstra becomes a new Riley. Haslam becomes a new Zoe.
Why are you kicking out Zoe?
You know, just gotta get the regime. You know, you get a new regime in there. You can't just keep the old guys.
I want you to tell UD he's no longer welcome around the facility.
No.
You mean Alonzo. He's kicking out Alonzo.
Yeah. No, UD is the new show.
I mean, UD is part of that crew, too.
He wants UD to replace Alonzo.
Yeah. You know, when you see Pat and Zoe.
I hope you, when you shake Alonzo more.
Oh, so you want it to be, you want it to be Spo and
so you want Spo UD and UD
those two seats.
Yeah, there you go.
We'd never replace Andy though. He's got to be there with his suspenders and his calculator
for sure. We need it
hobnobbing.
Yeah, although we got to find somewhere for Wade too. Bring Wade back.
Look, obviously Spo's a great coach, but I agree with you. I don't understand. To me, he's just living in a little place I like to call Too Cuteville.
Okay,
and sometimes the obvious solutions are there, and he's just like trying. And I don't know. Maybe they're just trying to showcase Terry Rozier. Does anybody want this guy? Which I don't know why you would do that.
Yeah.
After he had after he had that game against the Spurs, I would have been like, let's send him for a little bit. That was pretty good.
Yeah, that probably would have been best. Now I think about it.
All right, we'll take a break.
What's the opposite? What's the side town of that?
With Too Cuteville? On the outskirts of. That's ugly.
Take a break.
Ugly Bumpkins?
Yep.
Ville?
Yep.
Ugly Bumpkinsville.
Take a break. Back after this.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Join thousands as we journey over 16 miles from dusk till dawn for a night of healing and hope while raising much-needed funds and awareness for this important cause. Register today at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT. 888-843-6837.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2-pound strawberries or 18-ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.